This is Akashvani. The news read by Ashish P. Abraham. PM Modi inaugurated and laid the foundation stone for multiple road, railway and port projects worth nearly 18,700 crore rupees at Kolkata in West Bengal yesterday. Later, addressing the Parivartan Sankalp rally at the historic Brigade Parade Ground in Kolkata, PM Modi characterized the upcoming assembly elections as a battle to protect the existence and soul of Bengal. The PM also accused the ruling Trinamool Congress of patronizing infiltrators to expand its power base.
हमारे बंगाल ने आजादी के बाद विभाजन सहा, विभाजन की आग देखी, मजहबी दंगे देखे, बाद के दशकों में अस्थिरता देखी, घुसपैठ का दौर देखा, रक्तपात सहा, इस सब की सबसे बड़ी भुक्तभोगी अगर कोई थी तो बंगाल की माताएं, बहनें, बेटियां, बंगाल की महिलाएं थी.
Mr. Modi accused the TMC of blocking welfare schemes like Ayushman Bharat and PM Kisan for political reasons. Earlier in the day, PM Modi launched various development projects worth 23,550 crore rupees from Silchar in Assam. Two Indian flagged vessels, Shivalik and Nanda Devi, have crossed the Strait of Hormuz safely yesterday. Special Secretary at Ministry of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Rajesh Kumar Sinha, informed about this while addressing the interministerial media briefing in New Delhi last evening.
Shivalik or Nanda Devi?
INS Shivalik and INS Nanda Devi are Indian flag vessels carrying LPG. They safely crossed the Strait of Hormuz and are now heading towards India. They are carrying around 92,700 metric tons of LPG. Their arrival ports will be Mundra Port and Kandla Port, with expected arrival dates of 16 March and 17 March.
16 March or 17 March.
Joint Secretary at the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, informed that there is no dry out at any retail outlets or LPG distributorship and sufficient diesel and petrol is available. She urged citizens to refrain from panic booking of LPG cylinders and only book when required.
Last delivery say
there must be a minimum gap of 25 days between the last delivery and the next booking in urban areas and 45 days in rural areas. An appeal to all citizens, please use the digital booking tools available to you. There is no need for anyone to go to a distributor and stand in line to book a cylinder or to receive the delivery.
The Delhi government has issued a policy for distribution of commercial LPG cylinders in the national capital amid the reported scarcity situation of LPG cylinders. In a statement, the Delhi government informed that educational institutions, hospitals, railways and airports will be under priority 1 with a requirement cap of 11%. The sectors under priority 1 shall be supplied up to 100% of their requirement due to their essential nature. The government has revoked with immediate effect the detention of Sonam Wangchuk, who was detained under the National Security Act in September last year. The Home Ministry said Sonam Wangchuk was detained in the backdrop of the serious law and order situation that arose in the town of Leh last year. The second repatriation flight carrying 177 Indian nationals departed from Beirut, Lebanon for New Delhi amid the escalating tensions in West Asia. In a social media post, the Indian embassy in Beirut said the flight was arranged by the employer company of the passengers and that the mission remains committed to assisting Indian nationals in the country. It added that Qatar Airways has announced one flight to New Delhi today and three flights to India for tomorrow, including services to New Delhi, Mumbai and Kochi. The Board of Control for Cricket in India will celebrate the achievements of Indian cricket stars and contributors at the prestigious Naman Awards 2026, scheduled to take place in New Delhi today. At this year's ceremony, cricket legends Roger Binney and Rahul Dravid will receive the Colonel C.K. Naidu Lifetime Achievement Award, the highest honour given by the BCCI for exceptional service to Indian cricket. And that is the end of this news bulletin.